It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
Yeah, I just wonder again, like, Bryce Huff is a name that I kind of have been looking at, but I think he's going to maybe get paid more money than... He's just screams one of those free agent guys to me that gets overpaid. Now, his numbers are phenomenal in terms of his pass rush per snap, but the Jets only used him as a pass rush specialist.
Right.
So is there, did they not trust him to play more than that? Did they think he was going to get exposed? So how much do you want to pay for somebody like that may just be situational?
Right.
Now, in free agency, he's going to get paid. So do the 49ers, would they overpay for somebody like that? But he comes from the Jets system, you know, with Robert Saleh. I think he'd be a good fit. I just don't know if that's going to be somewhere where they would go or what they would do. Usually I look at guys and I'm like, yeah, I think that's a fit or that's a fit. I really don't know this year. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking at the crop and I'm like, I don't know where this team is going to go. I don't know what they're going to do, especially because in previous years, they maybe needed one or two things. And you could say, all right, well, they needed a corner. So you go after Mooney Ward, and they make a splash with Hargrave because, you know, you need another interior rusher type thing. This year they have a lot of needs. So I don't know what's going to happen. I can't wait, but where they're going to go, if I had names where I'm like, yeah, I got this guy circled and that guy circled. I just don't right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And you do think that they're going to make a splash because they normally do. And I agree. Mike and Wenu, I'm probably saying his name wrong. Say all the name.
That's it.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And Wenu. He's a terrific guard as well. So he's a really good tackle. He can play guard. So you get the flexibility with him. He can come in and start at right tackle right away. I think it's a phenomenal signing for them. I just don't know if they're going to allocate their funds. I know they do a left tackle, but are they going to allocate their funds to that kind of position? I'm just not sure. But you brought up that name in a couple of times and I kind of went to school on him and I was like, yeah, holy shit. That's a perfect fit for them if, you know, they're willing to do that.
Yeah, and you know, and not only that, but the other thing that Nwenu allows you to do is if one of those tackles that you really like falls, you can still draft them with an eye towards, okay, now we've got a guy that can replace Trent Williams. We'll throw him on the right side. Mm-hmm. We'll put Mike at right guard, right? And then now you've significantly upgraded your offensive line. So even if they sign Mike and Wenu, it doesn't prohibit them from using 31 on a guy like a Jordan Morgan or Suamaitai from BYU or some of the guy, Tyler Guyton. Those are the guys that tend to kind of get clumped in that end of the first round kind of cohort. But the other thing that you brought up with this wide receiver class is if it is as incredible as we think it is, and that ends up forcing guys into the first round that we didn't initially probably think, that also pushes guys down towards the back end of the first round, which bodes well for the 49ers as well. So again, regardless of if it's a bumper receiver class and the 49ers dip their toes in it, it's still a benefit to the 49ers because that isn't a need for them, but it will push players down that will address needs that they do have. So, you know, I think that's kind of best case scenario for the 49ers is, hey, if there's this run on, you know, seven or eight wide receivers go in the first round, which is not out of the question, again, that pushes edges and tackles and, you know, and needs that the 49ers have, it pushes it to them. So, again, just an excellent benefit for this wide receiver class.
So if what happens with the wide receiver group, if what I think happens where a lot of these guys, because this class is so deep, they're not going to get contracts. They may get 1-year deals type mm-hmm. thing. Because, and I want the Niners, again, I just said this to Chase, I want the 49ers to take two receivers here with eyes on 2025, somewhere in there. Take one high, I don't care. But it's just too good of a class to miss out on this to me. But what you can see, somebody like Gabe Davis from Buffalo,
who,
you know, you've seen him in the playoffs, he'll have like 230 yards, but then he'll disappear for six games and then he'll have 100 yards. But he's a downfield guy, he's a speed guy.
He needs a specific role. I think what Buffalo asked him to do last year was too much for him. So if you have a like a niche role for him, which is like, hey, we just need you to take the top off the defense, I think he would he would benefit from that for sure.
Darnell Mooney is another guy from the Bears who speed guy. Again, just give him a role, 1 year deal, incentive deal, one year, whatever, $3 million, give him some incentives. Just run downfield, take the top off the defense. I wonder if the Niners could maybe bring in a guy like that for a year, draft who they need to draft, and then move forward with those guys later. And you just have the 1 year deal with Davis and Mooney, and then you're done if you need to be. Right. But I feel like because of the way the market is, those guys may be able to be had at a lower price. And those are people that I'd like to see them go out and get. But we'll see. I think they need speed. I don't know if the Niners think
agreed.
They need speed. So
I think Kyle Shanahan, misses speed. You know, I think
Taylor Gabriel type thing.
Well, not only that, but again, you know, you look at when did they have speed? They had speed like at the beginning of Shanahan's tenure, right? Into 2019. Mm-hmm. And then they saw who Jimmy Garoppolo was and went, well, we're wasting the speed. Like, why? What's the point of having this? If, you know what I mean? Hurts. Right. No, but like, I'm being a bit of a smart ass, but I'm not. Like, I genuinely think like if you track when the speed kind of went away from this team, it was after 2019. And then now Shanahan's like, well, now I got a guy I know can deliver the ball down the field. So maybe we start to, again, evolve back towards some of what I was doing in Atlanta when I had a phenomenal X, Brandon Ayuk, a reliable Z, Deebo Samuel, and then I had Taylor Gabriel, who I'd throw in every once in a while and just take the top off the defense. And, you know, we talked about it. Do you start to build this offense more around a passing offense with Brock Purdy than a run first offense, even if you have Christian McCaffrey, and you start looking at guys that are maybe slightly better pass protectors and adequate run blockers rather than mauling run blockers who are adequate pass protectors? Your quarterback is short and he needs time in the pocket. Like, you got to start thinking about that and changing some things a little bit. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if we see a shift in philosophy as well. One of those being, do they target a guy that, you know, can take the top off the defense?
Yeah, it is really interesting to see if they're going to start to build around Brock or kind of just build around Shanahan's offense, if that makes sense. You know, if Shanahan's still going to kind of just put his pieces in, or maybe they say we have a quarterback with a certain skill set.
Right.
Do we want to start surrounding guys to benefit Brock as opposed to, you know, just run my system type thing? I don't know. Again, it's just so intriguing to me how they're going to do this. I almost feel like, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but I almost feel like they're rebuilding, but they're not
a little bit
close to rebuilding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is still a
playoff game,
but I really feel like there's a retooling going on.
There it is. And it's retooling, rebuilding, right?
Yeah. And to still be able to do that while you're going into 2024 as a Super Bowl contender, you will be, and you're still going to, again, I think some really significant changes in 2025. It shows you how good they've been to get people to be able to transition that while these guys are aging. What a good job this team has done and everything else. So, you know, we nitpick or whatever, but, you know, overall, these guys have done a phenomenal job. Lynch and 100%. Shannon and all their lieutenants putting this roster together. So we'll see. But now I'm thinking, now I got this receiver stuff in my head. But again, I wonder if I'm just thinking about receivers more than the team is.